our State Farm Player of the Week, Julio Jones, a fellow Tide member. It's great to be standing here with you, sir. How does it feel to reach that 1,000-yard, first ever 1,000-yard season?
It feels pretty good, you know. We got 2,000-yard receivers on this team, you know. And just that shows a lot about our team, you know. Matt spreads the ball around, you know. We got two number one receivers on this team. And us to reach 1,000 yards apiece, I mean, it's great, you know. And Tony, you know, he's on his way, you know, to 1,000 yards. You know, hopefully he can make it, but including the playoffs, you know. But it's just we got a great core receivers here, though.
That is definitely true. That game, what a dominating performance. How exciting was it to do that to the Giants?
It was pretty good, but, you know, week in and week out, I don't care who I'm playing. You know, I just try to go out there and do my best. And, you know, Matt, this game right here, Matt just threw the ball up there and let me make a couple plays, you know. And I did. You know, we very talented on the offensive side of the ball, especially from the receiver position. He just let us go out there and make plays, and this is what I did. You know, went out there and made plays. Everybody made plays. Harry stepped up, made some big plays for us. You know, Roddy did as well with a bad knee, you know, so.
As you said before, Roddy White joins you in that 1,000-yard season. What's that like to be amongst the ranks with him?
Oh, man, unbelievable. Just to play with him and Tony, you know. Veteran guys, Hall of Fame guys, Tony is for sure, you know, and Roddy's on his way. You know, and they teach you a lot, you know, just being a young receiver and, you know, trying to mimic their game, you know, because they're the great ones.
Looking forward to Detroit on Saturday. What do you see when you watch film on those guys?
You know, they're a talented secondary, but, you know, like I said earlier, you know, you just got to pick your poison, you know, because all of us is very talented out there, you know, and they got to figure out who they're going to double, you know, because any game somebody can take over and dominate, you know, if it's me, Roddy, or Tony, or even Harry.
Okay, we'll step away from the NFL. Let's talk about our team, the Tide. What's your prediction for them against Notre Dame?
Probably 35-7. I give Notre Dame 7 points. Just because, you know, we probably had the fours in, you know, the guys in, getting ready for next year.
You've been on that stage before. If you had one piece of advice to give those guys, what would it be?
I mean, just continue to do what they've been doing. I mean, you know, just another game, you know, and Coach Saban going to tell them guys, you know, it's another game, but you can't let your guard down. You know, you got to go out there and execute and, you know, just bring it home.
Okay. Do you have a favorite Nick Saban moment that you can share with us on camera?
No.
Okay, I love that. Well, thank you for joining us.
All right, thank you.
Don't forget to check out this signed ball by Julio Jones and all our past and present State Farm Players of the Week at State Farm Falcons Landing.